listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, guys, so the goal, allegedly, the goal, and people have said this about Magic Johnson, is that they are going to try and win an NBA championship while LeBron James is a member of the LA Lakers. If that is the goal, we have the odds on the likelihood of that happening. So, RJ, what do the numbers say?
Yeah, the numbers have plummeted down, 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 and I mean in the just last few weeks. So here's the bet, Westgate in Vegas. This year title or the next 3 years. So you could say the next four, counting this year, however you want to say it. But the year ending in 19, 20, 21, 22. If the Lakers win a title any of those 4 years, you win your yes bet. That bet, just a few weeks ago, was paying you 2-1. So saying pretty much the Lakers had about a third of a chance, 33%, to win a title in the next 4 years. Those odds have now gone from 2-1, Lakers to win a title, to 4-1. So literally today you're getting paid double if the Lakers win a title in the next 4 years. 4-1 is saying what? 20% or so. So, wowza.
And I think it's important to note, RJ, Freddie Fanny Pack's not making that bet. That's not going to be paid off for the next 3 or 4 years. You got to consider that to be sharper money.
Yeah, just because the money's being held, right?
Yes.
If it's a Vegas shop, they're going to take your money. And in a way, they tend to give you even better odds. Because in theory, if I said, you know, I'm going to give you the Super Bowl coin flip 5 years from now at even money, pick heads or tails. Well, yeah, you give me your money. I hold it for 5 years, and then there's a 50-50 bet. So you do got to consider, if anything, it makes the point, though, that 4-1 is generous. They're trying to generate action because they want to hold your money, and still the odds of LeBron getting that title, Magic getting that title, Vegas is saying, have been cut in half in just the last couple weeks. Why? As we said earlier, it seems like there's only one reasonable path that involves an Anthony Davis trade that is they can live with, that the Lakers still have some talent when it's done. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, and I'm going to take some culpability, some blame here. I personally was wrong. I felt super optimistic about the Lakers. My thought was, you got LA, right? A lot of equity there when it comes to living in Hollywood. Number two, you got Magic. It's a guy that is, they're talk about just recently. I think this is Bill Simmons again saying Magic walked into the Lakers, you know, arena a while back, and everyone stood up. I mean, he's in his suit to walk to his seat or whatever, and it's like an Elvis sighting. I mean, Magic is Elvis in his prime in LA today. So you got that, and then you've got, I mean, to me, I think Colin is absurd when he even wants to start debating LeBron against Michael. I think Michael is so clearly the best player. But still, could you make a case of any player since Michael in LeBron's category? I mean, who's it going to be? Kobe? Tim Duncan? Shaq? I don't think there's a real conversation. I mean, Kevin Durant?
No, I don't think Kobe would be the closest.
So LeBron is the best player in 20 years who last year had one of his best seasons. Plus Magic, plus LA. I thought they were going to be having to say no thank you to the Paul Georges of the world. We're actually taking this guy who's even better than you. So to me, what I think I missed was as LeBron went from the best player to the fifth best player to the 10th best player, each year dropping off like everyone does. Father Time is undefeated. What I missed was that the prima donna attitude, the it's me and you guys are over there, which everybody says LeBron has, that wasn't going to mitigate itself. To some degree, you know, when the guy is no longer the best quarterback in the league, he's now the 10th best, he's a little more, hey, guys, let's go out to dinner. I'll buy, right? Or the, you know, we could have the, you know, let's be extra politically correct, but the prom queen after divorce, you get the point I'm saying, probably got to have a little different attitude. And LeBron doesn't seem to. So now you've got a player that's no longer the best player in the league. Could he be next year? Maybe. But he clearly wasn't this year.
Yep.
But he's acting as if he's the best player in the league. And with the generation today, that's not so much about let's honor the elders, but rather we know a new and better way. Maybe LeBron's a little, I think I heard Clay Travis right here on FSR talking about LeBron was dancing in the mirror on his Instagram and Clay saying, oh, he's 34, he's a little old to be dancing. Well, I'm not sure Clay should be judging what's hip or not, because I certainly shouldn't be. But there's a point there. He is 34 and he is trying, LeBron, to act like he is native to social media, but he's not. The 20-year-olds today can't remember before Twitter. LeBron can. There is a generation gap. Now, listen, I disagree with Colin, like I said, about a lot of things. He and I, though, I think there's a ton of mutual respect.
This is where I go. I go to Vegas. Via the Coward Global Satellite Network, RJ Bell, pregame.com.
So, I mean, I am fond of Colin at a personal level and a professional level. Now, when it comes to Jonas, I have no idea where the problem started. If it was, you know, the food that they have versus what Colin gets, locks or not locks. I've heard rumors. But you really had a disagreement with Colin earlier today, Jonas.
Well, and listen, it's nothing personal. He has no idea who I am. I do weekend overnights. Yes, he's out and about doing things. But I will say this: he's got James Harden.
Well, I listen. We talk a decent amount.
Okay,
I've mentioned your name, and it's weird how even the third or fourth time he'll go, "Who?"
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So I think you. Yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds like many of my exes as well too. But this is where I will disagree with him. So he puts out this list of his top 10 NBA players, MVP candidates, whatever. He's got James Harden fifth. James Harden is scoring close to 37 points a game. Two guys have done that in the last 55 years: Wilt Chamberlain and Michael Jordan. How the hell is he fifth? How are there four other players ahead of James Harden when he's scoring almost 37 points a game? It doesn't make sense to me. So there's that.
So you're saying Colin Cowherd doesn't make sense?
No, that ranking doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Said by Colin Cowherd.
Yes, said by Colin Cowherd.
Okay.
Yes.
And I got to be honest, I agree with Jonas. I agree. Because to me, and I get where Colin's coming from, there's an instinct to say, oh, ball hog, hero ball, that's not the way the NBA's played. Let's not forget, though, Daryl Morey is at the forefront of analytics. There's the guys that use analytics, and then there's the guys that develop analytics. And Morey's been an inventor of some of this stuff, truly. And if you're in a situation where the only way you can get from where you are to where you need to get before the Chris Paul comes back and others is hero ball, and he plays hero ball and does it about as well as you can. I mean, Brad, we'd have to agree. If you're going to say embrace hero ball, Harden played about as well as you can.
Absolutely, he did.
Then that was the goal. It maybe there hopefully could have been better choices, but there weren't. And to me, Harden did the best he could under the circumstances, probably better than any player in the NBA. You put any other player on the Rockets and say, carry that much responsibility, I don't think anybody does better. So you can't blame someone for doing what needs to be done, which is what Harden did, and doing it better than anybody else could. That's what Harden did. And because of that, Jonas really, really, really disagrees with Colin Cowherd.
Right. Yes.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, Jonas, we were both with Fezzik down in, and producer, Vegas producer, Mackie down in Atlanta. The bosses at Fox opened up the checkbook, brought a big chunk of the team down. We appreciated it, but it gave us a chance to see that the discussion about Todd Gurley's injury was almost non-existent. Would you agree?
Yeah, there wasn't much chatter. There was actually more chatter about the Kristaps Porzingis trade at that time during that week than there was really about Todd Gurley and what the hell his status was.
And to me, it felt just plain wrong. It felt like, well, wait a minute. Gurley's one of the five highest paid non-quarterbacks in the NFL. From the Vegas perspective, one of the five most valuable non-quarterbacks in the NFL. He carried the ball four times in the NFC title game. That makes no sense. And then he wasn't on the injury report. And now, Jonas, the New York Post, who seems to be on this case, let's give him some credit, they had a report in the last day or so about the lack of communication, candor, transparency from the Rams.
Yeah, and Jeff Howe of The Athletic was the first to report that Todd Gurley has arthritis in his left knee. Now, he's 24 years old, arthritis in the knee. Everybody assumed there was something more to the story, and now it's the NFL who's looking for answers, and maybe the Rams might find themselves in a precarious spot.
Yeah, precarious might be a little strong. All right. Oh, tisk tisk, Rams. You shouldn't do that. We're gonna fine you $250,000. But once again, the reason, and again, listen, this is something that I am on the mountaintop literally screaming about.
Here's a theory for you to disregard completely.
If there's billions of dollars being bet on an event and the organization putting the event on makes a commitment to transparency, and the analogy is always stocks, right? The SEC, yeah, no, not the Southeastern Conference, Security and Exchange Commission. Look at Enron. Look it up. Youngsters, if you lie, if you withhold, what happens? Guys like Brad, just everyday Joe struggling, what happens? He invests his money on faulty information, loses it, and we as a government are trying, as a country, are trying to stop that. Well, if I'm betting my hard-earned money on the Rams and Gurley's not healthy, and I'm not being told that, and it's the obligation of the Rams to be transparent, something's wrong. And to me, prediction I'll keep making, within 3 years, there will be a class action lawsuit. And it will be as simple as getting the trainer of Team X on the stand under oath saying, tell me what the consideration was to Gurley playing this game. Well, we knew about this, that, and the... Well, wait a minute. If you knew about this, why wasn't it on the injury report? The case is that simple. It's going to happen. Hopefully, the fact that Straight Out of Vegas, 200 stations, Fox Sports Radio, Sirius XM, iHeartRadio app, the fact that we have the biggest voice out of Vegas in the world that we're preaching, maybe that's why the Post is asking, writing about it, why the Athletic is, why the NFL now is sheepishly saying weeks later, maybe this is something we should look into. And this is one, I'm not one for causes. You know, I'm green. Money Green is my party. But I'll tell you this. This is about paying respect to the better. There's nothing, in my opinion, worse than disrespecting the better. Like, oh, the sports better, he's some kind of scumball. He doesn't deserve. The stock market guy deserves the truth, but the scumball better doesn't. BS. Oh, by the way, on Twitter, a guy, Joe Major is his name. He's verified. This is a quote he sent me. I was told not to ask Todd Gurley any questions about the Super Bowl, his mysterious decrease in usage, or what's going on with his left knee. And he sent this to me. So this was something just in the last day or so that Gurley was at an event. I think it was around his high school or something. And imagine the idea that they tell the reporters beforehand, oh, by the way, don't ask about this.
Mm.
So this isn't just apathy. This isn't just, let's hope it. This is actively repressing the conversation. Luckily, with 200 stations, they're not going to be able to do that with us.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.